there is now a scent-emitting alarm clock that will wake you up and emit the scent of cappuccino. I don't know how. Some people need an aggressive alarm clock to get them out of bed. That's what they say. Like Simone Gertz's slapping robot. So there's this alarm clock that has it's a robot that slaps you to wake you up. Some people are deep. So you a deep sleeper, Esmeralda?
Yes, but an alarm will wake me up.
An alarm? You only need like one alarm?
Yeah.
Because I know like some people set two alarms, and then like if that doesn't work, there's one across the room that they have to get up out of bed to turn off.
I need it far away because if I do, I will in my sleep turn it off.
Yeah. Are you a snoozer? Snooze person?
No. I'll re-up it.
Oh.
So I'll in my days, I'll figure out, wait, so I just need 10 more minutes. Okay.
I see.
Then I refix it.
Now, what about you, Dan? How are your alarm situation and how was your sleeping like?
That's a good question. I have, for the post-show sleep, I've just got one on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Back when we started at 2, I had the one on my phone, and then I had a backup that was across the room.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I haven't figured out my new sleep pattern yet. So now it's just that one on my phone at 3. So,
okay. I'm a real light sleeper. It takes me forever. Like I mentioned before, it takes me forever to fall asleep. And when I do fall asleep, I'm a very light sleeper and lots of things wake me up. And I am one of those people that, I'll set my phone. I have a clock radio next to the bed and my phone, and I'll set them just a couple of minutes apart for when I don't set an alarm for post show, Dan. I just get up whenever I get up. But when I take an evening nap, I do have an alarm set for that. And it was set at a certain time. Now it's set an hour earlier than usual because, we start an hour earlier. And I set that alarm. And I normally don't need it because I wake up and I look at the clock and it's like 5 minutes before the alarm's going to go off. But when I do use an alarm, I am not a snooze person at all. And I've talked about this before. And I lived with two women who were absolute snoozers and would hit the snooze and then that would wake me up and they would hit the snooze 5-10 times and I'd be like, get up, because now you've woken me up. And again, I was I was and still am a night person, and when I worked late, and these were women that had to get up at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, and so like the snooze would go off, hit it again, I'd be laying in bed just like, get up. But let's see. And there's also the singing shock, Esmeralda. It zaps you if you hit the snooze button.
Oh, boy.
So you got a robot that's going to slap you. You're going to get a shock if you hit the snooze button. These things would have been really good for my ex-wives. For others, it's a gentler wake-up call that will do the trick. This is what you get with Sensor Wake. A new alarm clock on Kickstarter that gradually stimulates 3 of your senses to ease you into the day. So we might want to, if we like this idea, Esmeralda, we can give them some dough because they got a Kickstarter going.
Okay.
During the first minute of the alarm's 3-minute wake-up process, it's a 3-minute wake-up process, it releases a pleasant aroma. You have a choice of scent cartridges, including cappuccino, peppermint, rose garden, chocolate factory, orange juice, and pine forest. A single cartridge lasts 30 days before it needs to be switched out. So which one would you choose out of that? Cappuccino, peppermint, rose garden, chocolate factory, orange juice, or pine forest?
I like peppermint.
You'd go with peppermint? I don't know what I'd go with here. I would probably go, out of these choices, I'd probably go cappuccino. But I'm wondering why bacon's not included. That's because that's the one that I would choose. But the thing is, the single cartridge, it lasts 30 days, and you got to switch it out. So that means you got to keep buying cartridges.
That's where they get you.
That's exactly where they get you. And then, after reviving your nose, Sensor Wake activates its visual component, a soft light. For the final minute, the gadget plays plays sound like a traditional alarm clock, but instead of a blaring buzzer, you hear one of five upbeat melodies. If all of this isn't enough to get you on your feet, you can hit the snooze and wait for the cycle again to start right over in 10 minutes. So you get the whole three-minute cycle again in 10 minutes if you hit the snooze. With more than 3 weeks left in its Kickstarter campaign, SensorWake has already multiplied its original funding. Oh, well, they've already got it. $30,000 to reserve a clock with two scent capsules of your own. You can pledge $59 or more. Shipping is estimated to happen in November. I would suggest to SensorWake bacon, a bacon cartridge. Dan, out of those, cappuccino, peppermint, rose garden, chocolate factory, orange juice, or pine forest, which one would you choose?
I would probably go, I would flip between pine forest and chocolate, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Although, will that wake you up? I was just thinking about that. Maybe it should be something really bad. Because then it'll wake you, you know.
Yeah.
It'll be like, oh my God, is that garbage?
Yeah.
Did someone pee in here? Like, what is that smell? And it'll wake you up.
Smokey, where are you?
Right? No, that has happened. Where I'm like, whoa, did you pee on something?
Did someone pee in here? See, that's really the first thought I want when I wake up in the morning.
But that'll get you up.
Like, hey, did somebody pee in here?
That will wake you up.
Yeah.
You smell really gross garbage.
I guess they could go opposite ways and make it unpleasant. I mean, if they've got the technology to put these different scents into a cartridge, why not put poo into
right,
a cartridge?
Because I would think that maybe with these smells, like nice smells, you would just have them in your dreams.
Yeah, you'd go right back to sleep. Yeah, maybe you go right back to sleep and go, I like cappuccino. And then
you'd be sleeping and you just smell cappuccino, and maybe it would just be like you would start dreaming about cappuccinos.
Right.
Because that's happened to me with sounds and stuff.
Oh, no, that happens all the time for me, Esmeralda, because I'm such a light sleeper and I live right by an L stop. The sounds of.
So do you dream about trains?
I dream about the L. I can hear the L, like, in, you know, sometimes. Which is really weird because I grew up next to an L, like an L stop. Like, literally, people could see into my bedroom from the platform. That's how close. It's a sound that's been part of my sleep pattern for 50 years. So, all right, we got to take a break. Anyway, if you want to give to the Kickstarter, get yourself a scent of village. There you go. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we got the news, and then after the news, we will talk with Timlin Langan about her book Mind Over Money. That's coming up after this.